Pope Francis recently gave a speech at an interreligious meeting in Singapore. Listen to the advice that he gave to the other religions at that meeting, which is downright anti-gospel blasphemy. This may tie into the warning given by Malachi Martin and other high officials within the Catholic Church that an enthronement to Satan took place in the 1960s, and Pope Francis just might be the person who is now at the head of that.
On this final day in Singapore, September 13th, concluding his trip to Asia and the Pacific, Pope Francis spoke to young people at an interreligious gathering.
Tutte le religioni sono un cammino per arrivare a Dio.
Because every religion is a way to arrive at God.
Sono, dirò una comparazione, sono come diverse lingue, diversi idiomi per arrivare lì.
Sort of a comparison and an example would be they're sort of like different languages in order to arrive at God.
While Pope Francis wears a necklace with Jesus Christ crucified on the cross for our sins around his neck, he has the audacity to say that all religions are a path to God. Sadly, the blasphemy does not stop there.
Ma Dio è Dio per tutti.
But God is God for all.
E come Dio è Dio per tutti, noi siamo tutti figli di Dio.
And if God is God for all, then we're all sons and daughters of God.
Ma il mio Dio è più importante del tuo.
But my God is more important than your God.
È vero quello?
Is that true?
Yes, Francis, that is true. Our God is better than the other gods. Our God is the one true God. And Jesus Christ is the only way to get to God and to get to heaven. To tell anybody anything else different is to lead them on a path to hell. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Anyone who denies this absolute truth that Jesus Christ is the only way to God is not a follower of Jesus Christ. The Bible actually says that these people have the spirit of Antichrist, but we'll get more into that in a moment.
C'è un solo Dio lì. E noi sono idiomi, cammino, lingue per arrivare a Dio.
There's only one God, and each of us is a language, so to speak, in order to arrive at God.
Qualcuno schi, qualcuno musulmano, qualcuno indi, qualcuno cristiano, ma sono diversi cammini.
They're different paths.
Understood?
Pope Francis shows publicly that he cares way more about political issues and uniting the world's religions than about the gospel of Jesus Christ. The following clip is a few years old, but it highlights the fact that these issues appear to be what is most important to Pope Francis.
The last 10 days, look at these headlines.
Uh-huh.
Pope Francis endorses essay trashing U.S. conservative Christians as fake believers and hate mongers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, help us.
Third headline.
We're in the last days.
The Pope.
The falling away has
one
really
world Abrahamic family house will host church, mosque, and synagogue. That's the one they're opening up in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Pope also wants all religions and political leaders to sign a globalist pact for a new humanism.
The supposed goal of the Catholic Church is to spread the saving message that Jesus Christ is the only way to find salvation in this world. You would think that you would hear Pope Francis, the head of the Catholic Church, the supposed representation of Jesus Christ in the earth, to at least mention that on occasion. Instead, he seems to be more focused on uniting the world for liberal issues and climate change.
Per capire quanto è urgente sia la sfida che abbiamo davanti, dobbiamo puntare sull'educazione, che apre la mente e i cuori ad una comprensione più larga e più profonda della realtà. Serve un patto educativo globale che ci educhi alla solidarietà universale, a un nuovo umanesimo.
A more recent article from December 3rd, 2023, again highlights that when giving a message to the world, salvation of your eternal soul isn't what's on Pope Francis's mind, but instead we need to focus on the salvation of the climate. Pope urges world religions to unite against environmental devastation. Pope Francis's clear opposition to spreading the truth about Jesus Christ raises the question that if Malachi Martin and the other high officials within the Vatican were correct, that an enthronement of Satan took place in St. Paul's Chapel inside Vatican City on June 29, 1963.
Something happened in the Vatican where you have Freemasons, occultists, whatever you want to call these people, they're definitely under the influence of Satan, enthroning Satan.
That reference in Malachi Martin's book's Windswept House, there's, you know, without getting into too much of the details and stuff that would be sensationalized, there has been more than one source that has come out and confirmed what is contained in that book. Even the bishop in South Carolina, where the ritual took place, because it was done by a form of projection, even where the ritual took place, the bishop there did research, found out it was true, and then reconsecrated the church.
Malachi Martin, who died in 1996, says that at the height of the Second Vatican Council in Rome, there was a ceremony to enthrone Lucifer in the Vatican at the chair of Peter. The church in question, St. Paul's Chapel within the Vatican walls, hosted a very different rite of mass on January 29, 1963, just 1 week after the election of Pope Paul VI. The ceremony, Malachi Martin is on record as saying, was a black mass, or the traditional Latin mass set in reverse, complete with an animal sacrifice and a potential person who was a victim used in ceremonial rituals. The ceremony was not of the Novus Ordo mass, because in Malachi Martin's words, even the Satanists know that this mass is not valid. Martin writes that the black mass was attended by high-ranking prelates in the church, important laymen, business leaders, and politicians. At least one cardinal was in attendance. A concurrent enthronement of Satan black mass was also held in South Carolina on that date. The piece of the puzzle that could bring this all together is a quote from Pope John Paul VI, who was installed as Pope 1 week after this enthronement of Lucifer ceremony in 1963, and that quote reads, "Through some crack, the smoke of Satan has entered into the Church of God." Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano was excommunicated from the Catholic Church in July of 2024, and he had some very strong words to share in relation to Pope Francis that might shed some light on this as well. Vatican excommunicates ex-ambassador to U.S. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, declares him guilty of schism. As Francis was wrapping up a tense visit to Ireland, Vigano claimed in an 11-page letter that in 2013, he told the pontiff of the allegations of sex abuse against former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, the most senior U.S. churchman, but he wrote, "The pontiff ignored that and allowed McCarrick to continue to serve the church for another 5 years publicly. He said that the Pope should resign and subsequently branded him a false prophet and a servant of Satan." While Pope Francis was visiting Singapore for his uniting of the religions, telling them all paths lead to God, the reaction of some of the people there when seeing him was very similar to what the Bible tells us will be like when people marvel after the false prophet and the Antichrist.
"It was an experience many say will remain in their hearts for a long time.
I feel so blessed. Sister, what do you feel?"
"Very blessed, because it's a historic, Pope's a historic visit to Singapore.
I'm so excited to come here, but I never thought like we can see him like this distance. I feel like I'm so blessed right now, and I'm so happy.
It's just like a miracle. It'll never happen, this kind of miracle again in my whole life. Yeah, it was the best day ever."
Let's not forget that Pope Francis is just a man, and one who doesn't even spread the truth of what Catholicism claims to represent. Bible prophecy reveals that there will be a one world religion, false prophet, Antichrist, and a deceptive organization known as Mystery Babylon in the last days. Sadly, each one of these prophecies could be revealed through the Catholic Church. The prophecy of the popes by Saint Malachi also points to there being a false pope who leads the world into the last days. According to this prophecy, Pope Francis is that last pope. Whether the last days prophecies are fulfilled in any of these ways through the Catholic Church, we'll just have to wait and see. But there is a greater issue here, and that's the continued denial of the truth of Jesus Christ. A paramount verse for Pope Francis, other religions, and everyone who denies the fundamental absolute truth of Jesus Christ and his saving gospel is 1 John 2:22. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Anyone who says that Jesus Christ is not the Savior of the world is an enemy to the gospel, especially when they claim to know who Jesus is. They're leading people astray willingly. God desires all people to come to repentance, so let's be in prayer for all the lost in the world, for people like Pope Francis who are spreading false information about Jesus Christ. Because all religions do not lead to God. All religions are not a different breath of God. Jesus Christ is the one and only way to God the Father. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.